Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, sometime in the Scriptures, we hear Jesus at some grand events, like the feeding of the 5,000 people, or in the courts of King Herod on trial for his life. Or next week, as we hear, as Jesus goes up the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and is transfigured before them, a great grand event, the last part of the season of Epiphany to come. But there's another side to Jesus' ministry, away from the crowds, away from the religious leaders. A man who went into synagogues and into homes of people like you and me. Here in the text today, we hear about Jesus, the homegoer, the house visitor. It says in the text, and immediately Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, this wasn't the only time, of course, that he entered into a house, but it's indicative of what he did often and descriptive of who he was. Jesus went to people's homes because there was ministry to do there among real people with real problems and real life losses and real life issues. And he was there to reveal that God has an answer to those problems and help for the helpless. I wouldn't doubt that many of us would think, oh, that Jesus would come to my house to visit. For I have real issues and real problems, real losses, real life. And I could use God's answer. There are plenty of times that I am helpless. Well, I have good news. This is the God we worship. The house-visiting God. He doesn't just visit the fancy galas, the supercharged events with celebrities, to hobnob with the nominees for the best whatever, those vying for the golden idol that they can put on their living room fireplace mantle. God visits, in fact, prefers the lowly. The B or C class or even the F class. Those who feel that they're failing at this thing called life. This is where God puts himself. Because here in homes like yours, there is real life. Ordinary life? Yes. But God is the God of the ordinaries. Spirituality is often lived in the valleys and the vortexes of Ma and Pa's house or in the widow's home. Or in the single-parent dwelling. A lot of Christendom tries to get you away from your house. Oh, you need to come to this retreat or that retreat. A Christian jam fest. Whew. You'll experience God's love and you'll feel His presence there. But in truth, you need not leave your bedroom or your kitchen, your dining room or your favorite chair. For God is a house visitor, a home goer. Welcome God into your home, and you'll find answers to what your body needs, and when you will find help for many helpless situations. When Jesus entered Simon's house, well, it was Simon and Andrew's house, for they were brothers, but Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a fever. We've seen a lot of that lately. By the way, if Simon has a mother-in-law, do the math, what does this mean? Peter was married. Who said priests can't marry? Not Peter. Not Martin Luther. Not Pastor Roberts. But whatever. Jesus took Peter's mother-in-law by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. You see, Jesus is not just a housegoer. He's a healer. In other words, Jesus came to homes to reveal his healing power and reveal God's desire through acts of human compassion in the Son, our Savior, to help in helpless situations. So that people would know where God is not afraid or turned off to come and show His power over death and life, sin and sickness. That people would turn to Him in faith and love His appearing. In fact, the result in Jesus' day of His healing various diseases and casting out demons was, as it says in the text, well, Jesus took a break from casting out demons and healing sicknesses. And He went out to a desolate place to pray. And Peter and others searched for Him. And finally, finding Him, Peter said, "Everyone is looking for You." They loved what they saw. They wanted more. More signs, more sights, more miracles, which don't require much faith to believe. It is then that Jesus tells His disciples, "It's time to go. Let us go now to the next towns, that I may preach there also. For that is why I came out." Just as things were getting ramped up, Jesus wants to leave. Did you ever see that movie, Nanny McPhee? I think 2005. Emma Thompson was the actress. She's a nanny. It's a fiction movie. She has some special powers, of course. It's fiction. But the best line in the movie comes at the end. After she helped this family, now they have a new mother to care for the kids. And Nanny McPhee finally says this: "There's something you should understand about the way I work. When you need me but do not want me, then I must stay. When you want me but no longer need me, then I must go." It's rather sad, really, but there it is, she says. It's probably sad to think that Jesus, the man, cannot be at more than one spot at a time. Then He could just come to everyone's house and do miracles and cast out demons and help everyone see the truth of God's love for His people, right there in everyone's houses. Again, it wouldn't take much faith. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 says, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son," monogenes in the Greek, only begotten, "into the world so that we might live through Him." We must be content that God's love is revealed in sending His only Son into the world. So that not just in your house or my house, but wherever the Son goes, we believe and have life. He did visit the homes of many and healed many diseases and cast out many demons, as it says in the text, all along the way to the place where Jesus must go in order to heal the one thing most needful for all of us, and to cast out the devil's claim to our soul for good. We needed Him to go from house to house and from synagogue to synagogue so that the world, and not just one or two, would come to know His saving grace. But in the end, we need, though we did not want, for Him to go to the cross to suffer and die. For there He destroys death and shows His power to live and to rise and to heal the nations eternally. And by the same resurrection power, He visits homes and houses of faith like Praise Lutheran, putting eternal healing into our hands and into our mouths. The fever of death and sin is hushed, and answers to our real problems are answered now by faith in His yes, until we see His house in the glory and the dominion and the power that is to come. We may see a lot of no's right now and wonder, where is God? But by faith in His word and by faith in what He did in Peter's house and in many houses, healing diseases, casting out demons, we know by faith that in Christ there is a yes. Believe in it. And love is appearing. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.